Rasha and I started working together at Alaska's Energy Desk in 2016. I was new to the state, and Rasha's focus was on energy policy. She was intimidating in how much she knew about the ins and outs of Alaska's oil industry. She was also deeply sourced and seemed to have every lawmaker and commissioner on speed dial. For 3 years, I edited Rasha's relentless reporting about natural resource policy in Alaska. For the Midnight Oil podcast, she drove the haul road with one of the first female truck drivers to work on the Trans-Alaska pipeline.
It is nearly impossible to find a rental car company in the state that will allow you to drive the haul road.
She went to China with former Governor Bill Walker's trade mission.
We're on this bus in Shanghai with about a dozen people who are interested in selling what Alaska has to offer.
She went on a reporting trip to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta for an investigation into contaminated sites, mostly schools, that no one was responsible for cleaning up. And in addition to award-winning stories on that, she came back with this unforgettable profile of a teacher in the village of Tuntutuliak.
Small, flippable signs hang on the outside of each classroom door, and they designate the language of the day. Some days it's English, others it's Yoktun. In Alice Fitka's class, it's always Yoktun. Walk in the door of her classroom and you're greeted with an explosion of colors, numbers, and letters. Behind her desk, a large poster of the Yoktun alphabet dominates the wall.
It goes Ach ek mpst u ya atauchi.
In late 2019, Rasha became the daily news editor for the local newsroom here at KTOO. I had seen what she was capable of during our years together at the Energy Desk. I trusted her reporting, her ethical news judgment, her commitment to telling the unheard stories of our community. Shortly after taking on this new role, on a Sunday in December, Juneau police shot and killed a man on Cinema Drive in the valley. Rasha went to the scene immediately and started talking to neighbors and friends who had witnessed what had happened.
Many stood on their porches Sunday evening, quietly talking, watching their children run along a nearby ditch where bits of bright yellow crime scene tape fluttered in the wind. Some shook and cried when they talked about what had happened. Many didn't want to talk on the record about Kelly Michael Stevens, better known as Rabbit. But a handful of people, including Georgiana Joseph, did. They rolled up their sleeves, pulled up their shirts, and showed off tattoos that Stevens had done.
We have a picture of one of those tattoos hanging in the hallway at the KTOO studios because people inherently trust Rasha. They warm up to her immediately, enough to speak into her microphone about their trauma, enough to roll up their sleeves and pull up their shirts to show themselves to her. Also, she can sing. Which led to this, my favorite pandemic story, about a choir that formed during lockdown in Juneau, a choir that practiced entirely from their cars parked around downtown.
Is there life on Mars?
I don't know what I was expecting when I showed up to Bruce Simonson's choir from cars, but hearing dozens of singers launch into a choral rendition of a David Bowie song was not it.
I don't know what I was expecting when Rasha walked into the KTOO newsroom all those years ago, but I do know that what we got was so much more than I could have ever imagined. I hope you can join me in thanking Rasha for her years of service to Juneau and Alaska. She's taking those same skills and sensibilities to Alabama to serve as an editor for the Gulf States newsroom. We'll miss you, Rasha. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.